Hi, this is John Edmiston with Insights for Eternity, where we expound God's Word and keep an eye on heaven. God bless you. You can find all you need on our website at eternity.church. Now, in this episode, we're going to learn more from the wonderful Word of God. Hi, this is Insights for Eternity with John Edmiston, and we're looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you today. And today we'll be talking about the topic of new wineskins and what God is doing in the world at the moment. Let's pray. Father in heaven, your Word is true. It has metaphors, it has meanings, it has deep things for us to understand. Today, as we share the Word of God, may you be glorified, and may your truth come forth in power. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I've been reflecting on what's happening in the church today. What's God doing with the coronavirus? What's he doing with all these churches that are closed? What's he doing with all the political turmoil going across the earth? One of the thoughts that came to my mind is the idea of new wineskins. God's bursting the old wineskins and preparing new wineskins for the work of God. Let's have a look at Luke chapter 5, verses 36 to 38. He also told them a parable. No one tears a patch from a new garment and puts it on an old garment. Otherwise, not only will he tear the new, but he will also, the piece from the new garment will not match the old. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins. It will spill, and the skins will be ruined. But the new wine should be put into fresh wineskins. You see, what's happening is the old wineskins, they would be stretched, they would be old, they would be rigid. And you put the new wine in that's full of gas and bubbles, a bit like champagne, sparkling wine as it's fermenting still. It still hasn't reached the full stage of fermentation. And all the things haven't been killed off yet. All the bugs in it that happen with when the sulfur dioxide level gets up in the wine, it eventually kills all the bugs. So what happens is the new wine is quite fizzy and strong and powerful, and you put it into the old wineskins that have been stretched and used a number of times. They can't take the pressure, and they burst. However, with the new wineskins, they're ready. They're still supple. They're still green, and they will take the pressure, and they won't burst. And so what God's doing is he's creating new wineskins, new structures of the church that can take the pressures of revival, that can take the pressures that are coming in the coming age of persecution, that are more flexible with the things that God will be doing on this planet in the years to come. So God has had for many years a church structure that's kind of worked, the pastor in the church with the sign outside. It's been very good. It originated in European villages where the whole village would gather and it would be the parish church. And this parish church model, with the parish church with the bell that everyone went to, and there was a pastor and there was a congregation and there were pews and a worship band and all the rest, that model has served well, and it got adapted by the mega churches and the big churches to very big parish churches, and people would come a long way to them and there'd be a pastor and there'd be pews and there'd be a worship band, except it would be much bigger. And the church had Sunday schools and lots of services. And now with coronavirus, all of that's shut down, and it may be a long time before it reopens because of the risk of having such large gatherings. So these wineskins are no longer working, and people are now gathering in homes, or they're gathering on Zoom, or they're listening to radio programs like this. And there's a new form of fellowship, and people gather when they can gather. They gather where they can gather, but in between they're studying the Bible. They're going on the internet. They're watching things on YouTube. They're listening to worship music. And I listen to a lady who plays pianos on hymns on YouTube quite regularly. And I find that she's very good to worship to, very easy to worship to. And you probably have your favorite worship music on YouTube or on this station or wherever you go. There's people ministering to you. And the old wineskins were a little bit rigid, or at least they were getting rigid. They'd been around for a long time, and people were complaining, it's a bit tight, it's a bit narrow in this church. This is a difficult thing to do because of this or that or the other. And as the world became more globalized, as people traveled from here to there, as people traveled from, say, Australia to Nigeria or Nigeria to Rwanda or whoever, as people have traveled all around the world, those structures were stretched by all the changes. And there weren't really parish churches anymore. They weren't covering the eight blocks around. People were coming for the teaching to a particular pastor or a particular teacher or a particular denomination. And so we found that those old wineskins were beginning to get a bit rigid and a bit tired. Now, I love my local church. It's a great church. And I'd like to be there on Sunday still. But it's shut down here in America because of the virus. They're not allowing it to open. They're not allowing most of the churches here in California to open at all. So God is creating new structures. He's creating podcasts. He's creating internet radio programs, shortwave radio, AM, FM, Christian TV. People can sit there at home and they can watch Christian preachers on TV. Some good, some not so good. And then God's creating new forms of fellowship in the body of Christ. Much smaller teams are getting together of like-minded people to do the work of God. So people now realize that they've got gifts from God and they can go and pray for the sick all by themselves. They don't have to have the pastor go pray for the sick. They can do it themselves. God's giving people the courage to go out and exercise the gifts without having to have a church structure, a denominational structure, a bishop or an apostle over them. They know they've got a relationship with God and that anyone can share the gospel, anyone can pray for the sick, anyone can teach what they know of the Bible. Teach what you know, don't teach what you don't know. So, but God's given you a few teachings, a few things that you can impart to others, some Bible verses that are spoken to you or some life experiences, and you can go out and you can share that. So now there's a new stage of ministry where people are set free from the old structures. The old structures were useful for a while, but they're old wineskins and they've got old and they've got rigid and they're starting to pop. And the coronavirus and other things are changing the church structures in new ways around the globe. Now, I'm not saying the new is good and the old was this, but it says at the end of this section, a lot of people will say the old was better. Yes, I'd like to get back to a church that sang hymns and has a big choir. I like that structure. I like the coziness of it. I like the familiarity of it. But God's moving towards the end times, I think. And so we've got to be used to new ways of doing church, new wineskins that are going to come. And they're going to be different in every country of the world. In some areas, it's house churches. In other words, it's in other places, it's villa churches, large churches in big houses where you can fit 100 people or 50 people because the owner is really rich. And that's the way the New Testament worked. The big Roman landlords with these big villas and estates would jam a church of 100, 150 people into their enormous house around the atrium. Some of these early house churches were bigger than some local churches because they met in such vast buildings. So God will have a different solution everywhere in the world. Some people out in villages and in rural areas unaffected by the coronavirus might be able to continue as usual. So we will be calling on God for the new structures and the new ways of doing it. So how can I encourage you? First of all, I want you to feel free to minister in the Holy Ghost, even without a formal structure around you, even without a church building. You can minister to your family and your friends. You can just meet them and greet them and share the gospel with them. You might be able to get on your mobile phone and text them and share Jesus with them in that way. So first of all, I want you to feel the freedom to do God's work without needing the permission of a pastor. Your pastor is probably not able to speak to you too easily now. You can't gather together in the church anymore. But just go and do what God says. Listen to what God says and go and do it. And be like Philip the evangelist in the book of Acts in chapter 8. And God says, leave this revival in Samaria over here. Go down to this deserted road in Gaza. And Philip was obedient to the Lord, went down there, got on board with what God was doing. And along comes the Ethiopian eunuch in his chariot. And he shares with the gospel with him, and this high official of Candace goes back to Ethiopia and starts what is now called the Ethiopian Orthodox Church. She goes and shares Christ in Ethiopia. So you can become a part of divine encounters. God can lead you to the right people, the right time, in the right way, and you're to listen to the Holy Ghost and start forgetting about the routines, forgetting about we have Bible study on Wednesday and church on Sunday and this and that. Yes, that's nice to have. But now you're going to be moving in the Holy Spirit. You might be Monday morning and God says, go visit your friend Freddie and go and pray for him. And you go over to Freddie and you pray for him and he's direly in need. He's sad. He's overwhelmed. And that was the Holy Ghost telling you to do something like that. So the old wineskins, the old way of doing it, is going to sort of fade away or fade away for a time. And God's going to bring in new wineskins that are Holy Spirit led. It's not going to be three hymns and a sermon on Sunday morning inside a church building. If this continues, if the churches get shut down as they are in many parts of the United States, the churches no longer get tithing revenue here, and the churches are not going to survive economically if it continues much longer here in California, and it's quite unjust to the pastors and the churches. So the American church is going to run out of money for the big buildings, and maybe even to pay the clergy. And the clergy are going to have to work, and they're going to have to minister to Christ and support their families at the same time, because the way of taking up offerings will be different, and it's just going to be tough. Maybe some churches will survive, maybe some won't. And people are going to have to be servants of God in new and different ways. And it's going to be very, very disruptive to the traditional ways of doing church and Bible college. Bible college is now going to move online. A lot of Bible colleges have already moved entirely online and they no longer have students in classrooms. The Bible teaching is all done on the internet by video and by essays and things like that. And I have an online Bible college that we've set up for African students. It's called Harvest Time International Institute. I'll give you the name of it again, Harvest Time International Institute. It's at harvesttimeinstitute.org. Harvest Time has only one T, so it's HARVESTIMEINSTITUTE.org. So it's Harvest Time with one T, harvesttimeinstitute.org. It's very cheap, $5 to enroll US, $7 for each subject. And after you do the exam in each subject, you get a certificate of completion. After you've done 22 subjects, you get a diploma, a two-year diploma. And it's accredited here in the USA. And so you get your two-year degree and it costs about $150 US. And it's designed for African leaders who need something to say that they're studying the Word of God. And so we know that in Uganda and Rwanda and other places, the governments there have put a lot of pressure on the church to have accredited leadership. And this is an attempt to move that along. So let me run through that website again. I don't like pushing my own things here, but I will because I think it's necessary. HarvestTimeInstitute.org. HARVESTIME. And then institute, INSTITUTE.org. And there's only one T in Harvest Time. So you can put that together and have a look on the internet. And if you need help, if you need help enrolling, write to me. This is my email address, johned@cybermissions.org. J-O-H-N-E-D at cybermissions.org. missions.org, CYBERMISSIONS.org. So if you are someone who needs to get into a Bible program, you can use the time to do that. You want to use this new wineskin to get trained, or you can start using it and set up your own Bible Institute. You can use our curriculum, you can set it up in your church, and you can freely have your own Bible college using our curriculum. The only thing you have to do is send them to our website to do the exams. Why is that? Because we need to know that they're capable of passing. Because sometimes people just hand out marks like lollies. You can't do that. We want to know that they've learned the subject properly and can pass the tests and then we will shoot out the certificates to the students, and it'll only be $7 per exam to qualify, and that will help pastors to get properly trained. The curriculum's very simple and straightforward. It's derived straight from the Bible. The only textbook you need is the Bible, and you can download each of the courses for free, the PDFs, you can download them for free. So all the content's free, and it's very affordable. The reason we don't have it totally free is because when people do it for totally free, they don't honor it, they don't stick with it. Now, I've tried in the past doing it for free, and it doesn't work. Anyway, I'm drifting off from my topic here about things being new wineskins, but Harvest Home Institute is one of the new wineskins that God's raising up so people can do Bible training without having to go to a physical building. You can study right in your home, right there in your lounge room or down at the internet cafe, and you don't have to go to a building with hundreds of people and all the COVID-19 restrictions that are happening now for colleges and universities. You can do online learning. Unfortunately, that means you've got to have a good internet connection, and I know in some parts of Africa that's pretty hard to find. But God will raise that up, and you can use a mobile phone or a tablet at times to do that as well. So God is moving in new ways around the world to raise up new people and new ways of studying the Word, learning the Word, and getting trained. So the next stage in the new wineskins is to be confident in your gifts, to be confident in who God's made you to be. You don't need a label stuck on you that says pastor or bishop or archbishop. You can just be yourself filled with the Holy Ghost without a special title on it. For instance, if you're a carpenter and you've got a gift from God of personal evangelism, you can just say, hey, I'm someone who goes out and shares the gospel. That's me. My name's Michael or whatever the name is, and you can go out and you can just say, I'm one of God's workers in his vineyard and I share the gospel and I build houses at the same time. And God can make you a great builder of houses and a great sharer of the gospel. And as you have customers, as you build those houses, you share the gospel with them. As you go down to buy nails, you share the gospel with someone else. As you're going along in your life, you're being God's servant right in the midst of the everyday things of life, and you're confident in your gift of evangelism. And you can be an evangelist without being a reverend, without being a pastor. You just know the gospel and share the gospel in the power of the Holy Ghost and leave the results to God. And you don't step outside your calling. If you're a carpenter and you're good at sharing the gospel, don't go and try and be a theologian. Don't go and try and be something you're not. Just be who you are. Trust that God's made you to be someone who does something and be confident in your calling. You don't need a big building. You don't need a big microphone. You don't need a huge sound system to be an evangelist. You can work in the new wineskins, in the new field, in the new way, and you can share with people that would never walk in to a church building, and you can be very effective. Similarly, if you've got a healing ministry, okay, before you might have a big healing crusade, and that's wonderful, but now you can't gather all those people together. Go and pray for them one at a time, two at a time, 10 at a time, all day long. And the word will get out and they will come to you and you will pray for them and pray for a special anointing from God so that you can heal HIV, tuberculosis, coronavirus and specific diseases that God gives you the ability to heal, and you'll be part of the new wineskins, the new way that God is working, and you'll have a healing ministry. It might be on radio, it might be on the internet, it might be on YouTube. You put prayers up and people watch you on YouTube and they get healed by the power of God on the spot. So ask God, what's your new wineskin for me? That's a good question that you can go and pray to God. The old wineskins have been popped. They're falling apart. What's God's new wineskin for you? How are you going to operate? What's the new structure that you're going to use to honor God? If you're a lady and you've been running the prayer meeting in the church building and you can't run the prayer meeting in the church building again, and you're used to going there and turning on the amplifier and having 50 people there and praying very loudly, and now people say, no, you can't do that. It's coronavirus. The government's banned that. How can you have another prayer meeting? How can you figure out how to have a prayer meeting that's on WhatsApp? You have WhatsApp and you share your prayer points in WhatsApp. You have a WhatsApp group. And you might be able to use WhatsApp to have a good prayer meeting and share videos and share prayer points. And you can pray for one another, and you might have a lot more than 50 people on WhatsApp, and you can coordinate your prayer group, get all those prayer points in, and pray for all the people in your neighborhood, the sick, the lonely, the lost, those who need God, those who need a change in their life, those who need economic help. You can use WhatsApp as a source of a prayer meeting and things like that. Okay, so suppose you're a Bible teacher. You're a Bible teacher like me. What's your new wineskin? You're used to having a class that goes all day. Again, it might be online learning or something like that. But also, you can put your lessons where they're accessible. You can share them with people as attachments on WhatsApp. You can disciple people in Zoom sessions. You can have classes on Zoom with up to 100 people if you get a paid Zoom account, which is a bit expensive. Or you can use Skype or Microsoft Teams. But you can have these classes online, face-to-face, but using technology if people have the bandwidth. And God will show you what to do to exercise your gift in a new way at this time. As a Bible teacher, you might have to ask, what's your new wineskin for me, Lord? I was doing this, but it's all changed. It's all got different. It's not what it used to be. And I don't know how to do ministry anymore. God hasn't discarded you. God still loves you. He's just changed the structure. Let me repeat that. God still loves you, even if you don't have a church building anymore. And that was very important to you. But if you can't meet in the church building, he still loves you and he still loves people. You've just got to find out the new way of doing ministry. And it'll be there and God will lead you to it. I remember the first time I saw the World Wide Web on a university computer in Townsville, Australia, I knew that was where I'd be doing my ministry. And I do most of my ministry now on a website called globalchristians.org. Globalchristians.org and cybermissions.org. They're two websites where I do a lot of my ministry, and there's a lot of material, training material on globalchristians.org. I write things, I put them there, and then people all around the world will read them, and that is my wineskin. That's the new wineskin, is using a website. So God has something for you. It might be new, it might be exciting. You might be able to do something that's very secret. You might have to meet in the jungle to do it, to get away from this or that or the other. So God's got a new way of doing ministry. And as long as it's in the Holy Spirit, as long as it's full of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, it really doesn't matter if it's not like the old wineskin. It doesn't matter that it's a cut of a new cloth. It doesn't matter that it doesn't look like the way things were done before. We tend to have validity. It says, to be valid, it's got to be in a church building. It's got to have a pulpit. It's got to have a choir. It's got to have this. Anything else isn't real ministry. Well, that's not true. Anything that's done in the name of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit is real ministry. Let me repeat that. Anything that's done in the name of Jesus Christ, according to the Bible and in the power of the Holy Spirit, is real ministry. Now, of course, it's got to be done in the name of Jesus. It's got to be done with true biblical teaching. It's got to be done in the power of the Holy Spirit. But if it's done on WhatsApp, it's still real ministry if it's biblical. If it's done on LinkedIn, if it's done on the internet, if it's done on Facebook or anywhere, and you're encouraging people and praying for people, that's fine. If it's done on your mobile phone, if you're sharing little videos on your mobile phone, if it's done in the name of Jesus, if it's biblical, if it's done in the power of the Holy Spirit, it's still real ministry because it's operating under the anointing of God. So we need to get out of our traditional ways of thinking what church looks like. What real church looks like, because those old wineskins have seemed to have gone away. This virus seems to have really destroyed church structures that have stood for centuries. And that's very sad. I'm 64 now, and I like those old structures. They're what I grew up with. It doesn't mean that those old structures are the only way that you can do ministry. So God's going to raise up new ways of doing ministry, and he's going to surprise us. And you've got to ask God, what's the new wineskin? What's the new way for me to do ministry, to support my family, to get the word of God out there? Does it have to be in a church building on Sunday morning, or can it be in a field? Can it be out there where they're cutting sugarcane? How's it going to be to have the people socially distanced? It might be all out in the middle of a field somewhere, and you have a huge speaker, it reaches thousands of people, but they're all standing 6 feet apart with a mask on. Who knows what it's going to be like? God's going to do some very creative things, and I'm confident in God that he's going to produce new wineskins and new ways of doing ministry that are going to reach the four corners of the earth. Before, we used to be able to fly everywhere and do ministry here and there, but now, not so much. I can't go back to Australia anymore. There's no flights in or out of Australia. So be creative, be full of the Holy Ghost, listen to the Lord and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? What's my new way of sharing Jesus Christ around the world? And he will show you, and he will lead you, and he will guide you. Remember, it's not over. Just because you can't go to the same church building anymore, it's not over. God's got something for you. He loves you. He loves the people of God. He wants them taught. He wants them evangelized. He wants them healed. He wants them built up in the Holy Ghost. He wants them full of the Holy Spirit. He wants them speaking in tongues and declaring things. And now it's time for each of us not to rely on the pastor anymore, but to do it ourselves. We can't go to the pastor, pray for me. You've got to pray for yourself. You've got to pray for your next door neighbor. It will be the people next to you who have no longer have any access to a pastor. They'll say, I know you've got that shine on your face. I know you've got the Holy Ghost on your life. You come and pray for me, and you'll have to go and pray for your neighbors. And you'll have to be the hands and feet of the Lord Jesus Christ, because it's going to be very hard for the pastors to do that now. So God's laying wide everything for the lay person, for the ordinary person, to get out there and do the ministry that God has equipped you for, trained you for, and called you for. Even if you've never been to a Bible college, God's been training you in the things that have happened in your life. If you were saved from alcohol, you can minister to people who have been in alcohol. If you're saved from drugs, you can minister to people who have been in drugs. If you're saved from depression and despair, you can minister to people who've been in depression and despair. You don't have to know everything, Greek, Hebrew, church history. What you need to know is Jesus and what he's done for you. So be ready for the new wineskins. Be ready for what God's going to do in your life and do around the world. It's going to be an exciting few years coming up. So here am I. I'm praying that God will anoint you, that God will send you, that God will give you the right methods of ministry, that he will give you the new wineskin that you need to share the gospel of Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus, biblically, and in the power of the Holy Ghost. This is John Edmiston with Insights for Eternity, signing off. God bless you all. Hi, that was an episode of Insights for Eternity, and I'm Pastor John Edmiston from Eternity Christian Fellowship. You can find lots of resources to help you in your Christian Bible study at our website, eternity.church. Our website again, eternity.church. Thank you, and be blessed in the Lord this week.